Today is Thursday, the 24th of July, in the 16th week of Ordinary Time.
You formed my heart before I was born. You called my name before my first breath. You saw the sun before the first dawn. You sent your son to conquer our death.
Crossbeam sing, Extravagant Love. You formed my heart before I was born. You called my name before my first breath.
In your arms I'm cradled, a child of my Father God. Extravagant love, I'm amazed by your
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then the disciples came and asked Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'You will indeed listen, but never understand, and you will indeed look, but never perceive.' For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it."
Jesus talks about how we have many images and experiences in our life, and yet we don't always understand the importance of them. Sometimes something really wonderful is happening, and you don't notice it at the time. You may realize what it means later, maybe even months or years later. Has that ever happened to you? Jesus says we are blessed right now, at this present moment, for what we see and hear. Can you feel how God is making himself known to you as you see him in other people, or in the silence or music or hubbub that surrounds you? Listen to the reading again. As you hear the words of Jesus, notice if you realize something about your life right now.
Then the disciples came and asked Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'You will indeed listen, but never understand, and you will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it.
Is there a prayer you would like to speak to God now, as He sees you and listens to your voice? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, world without end. Amen.